Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Patricia Green, Professor Green, is our guest and our longtime Brain Trust member, professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, co-founder of the Diana Project, galactic academic director of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses, and lead author of that report, which is what we've been talking about. Patty, thanks again. Give us that website one more time, please.
That is gs.com/10KSB.
All right.
So there's your 10,000 small
GS business. For Goldman Sachs, and then .com/10,000, 10K for 10,000.
Uh-huh.
And then
SB for small business.
SB for small business. So check that out.
Yep.
They can see what the report looks like, and also that's where they can they find out about how to participate.
Absolutely, and to remember too that this is open for anybody anywhere in the United States.
Right.
You know, if you're within range of the 12 sites we have at community colleges, you go to the community college.
Right.
If not, we have a blended model where you can go online, go to Babson for 4 days, go online, go to Babson for 4 days. And if you're accepted, even your transportation is covered by the Goldman Sachs gift.
Hmm. So it doesn't cost them anything?
No. Well, their time, and that's a big commitment.
Oh, yeah. No question about that.
But there, no money.
Right. So folks, I'm going to say it again. GS for Goldman Sachs .com/10KSB.
SB.
All right. So check that out. So what's the future? Where are you going with the program?
That's a really good question. I think one of the things we're working on is the alumni program. So we're going to cross our halfway point this summer of people going.
Wouldn't those people
program.
Be great mentors?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and Jim, one of the things we talk about in the program is how they create value for others, how they give back in their community. So a lot of them actually are being mentors in different kinds of programs in their communities. You know, one of the other things I love, too, is we measure at graduation, 84% of them are doing business with each other. At the time they graduate from
right.
the program.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be anything from just advising each other on opportunities right up through actually contracting to do business with each other.
Right. Wow. That's great. That's the networking is amazing, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it really, I think it helps them think about not only what they want to do in their own business, but what kind of business economy do they want to work in?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to work in one that is highly collaborative.
And that's only, the generational things should start kicking in into your program now, right? With the Gen Ys coming online now in the marketplace in the 20s.
Well, it's interesting. The average age, or actually it's the median age to be precise, of the business owner in the program is 46.
That's going to start dropping though, I bet. What do you think?
I don't know, because we just actually upped the top limit. That's what I think is so interesting. The youngest person, I think, was 22. The top one, it used to be 75, and we had four people who were 75. We currently have somebody in the program who's 77. And
wow.
Remember, these are growth-oriented businesses.
Right. Oh, listen, yeah. Listen, I'm, you know, somebody asked me when I was going to retire. I said, come to my funeral.
Yeah. it's a different way of looking at it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. But it is going to be interesting. You talk about the collaborative thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting for you because the younger generation, they really are all about collaboration, aren't they?
I think you're right. We see a lot of that. I mean, again, being in Detroit just last weekend, there was one table who we asked them to report out on an exercise they'd just done. They said, well, we think we're going to go together and actually do this as a real business opportunity between our businesses.
I'll be darned.
We just see that.
Twenty years ago, that would never have happened.
Could be.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, we would have thought of ourselves more as lone rangers, so to speak, and not as much like that. I've been encouraging people to do strategic alliances for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important thing. Patty, last thoughts.
I'm going to hit on collaboration because I do think that changes the way we do business together and is a much mm-hmm. healthier business environment. So I would say think of business more as a collaboration and mm-hmm. less about the Lone Ranger or even the Shark.
I'm looking forward to when we're collaborating around the world, Patty, because as you know, I believe in what Bastiat said, which is when goods cross borders, armies don't.
It makes a lot of sense.
And what you're doing is contributing greatly to that, and I admire you for that. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Patty Green. Dr. Patty Green, ladies and gentlemen. Patty, come back soon.
Anytime.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.